Climate Change and Food. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. A study led by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology suggests that climate change may pose an even greater threat to the global food supply than previously thought. That's because higher temperatures will also increase air pollution. A significant increase in the production of ozone, a toxic gas, could prove deadly for many important crops. The global food supply is already under intense pressure. By the year 2050, due to population growth and changing dietary preferences, it's anticipated that we will need 50% more food than is currently being grown. Yet crop yields may decrease 10% over this time period due to higher temperatures. And the anticipated rise in ozone pollution could make that decrease even greater. Crops differ in whether they're more vulnerable to temperature or ozone pollution. Wheat, for instance, is more sensitive to ozone pollution than to heat, whereas soybeans and corn are impacted more by rising temperatures. Still, researchers found that increased ozone levels accounted for 46% of the damage to soybeans. This underscores the fact that a combination of high temperatures and increased ozone would be devastating for some of the world's most important crops. Reduced emissions and stronger air quality regulations can help mitigate the problem. In countries like the United States, South Korea, and Japan, which have fairly strong regulations, ozone is expected to decrease in coming years. To protect the global food supply, it is critical that we invest in renewable energy sources and tighten air quality standards worldwide. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio, with script contribution by the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies.